listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Detectives have travelled from Perth to assist police in Broome investigate a sexual assault. Part of Gubbins Road has been examined after a man grabbed a jogger around 5:30 this morning. He's on the run after the woman managed to fight him off and scream for help. Police have taken 14 kilos of meth off our streets, with four men and a woman now facing several charges. It's alleged the drugs have been uncovered in two separate operations in Perth. Detective Superintendent John Hutchison says it equates to around 140,000 hits, worth about $14 million.
It has a devastating impact on the community as a whole. It is not just the actual selling and the profits made by these drug dealers, it's the ongoing crimes that are committed as a result.
The first batch of a new monkeypox vaccine is set to arrive in WA within days. The first case has been recorded in Perth, with a returned traveller from overseas in quarantine along with several close contacts. The Premier is urging unions to accept the latest pay offer for public sector workers, with thousands of staff still planning to walk off the job within weeks. Mark McGowan says the deal is very generous.
I can't control those things. I just urge the workforce and the unions to look at the offer we've made and accept it, because it's a good offer.
A Tamil family has been granted permanent visas after a long fight. They returned to Bilawila in Queensland in June from community detention in Perth. In sport, Adelaide will train in Perth tomorrow ahead of their clash with West Coast on Sunday. Crows coach Matthew Nix says they'll have their work cut out for them against Nick Natanui.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Nick Nat back into the side as well. He's obviously a dominant ruck, especially at centre-bounce. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but that's what we're in the game for.
And Brisbane coach Chris Fagan has played down the prospect of Lance Franklin joining the Lions. It follows reports that Buddy may leave Sydney to head north for next season.